This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Everyone feels better once they hear the opening lines of Jump. And that's Eddie Van Halen.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is February the 25th, and on this day in 1963, the Beatles released the single Please Please Me in America. But it gets very little attention. It isn't until a year later, when Beatlemania takes hold, that the song is re-released and becomes a hit. On this day in 1999, Prince, who at this stage is being referred to as the unpronounceable squiggle thing, sues 9 websites to prevent unauthorized downloads. He takes another stand in 2007 when he sues more websites to remove images of him. On this day in 1985, Tears for Fears released their hit album Songs from the Big Chair. This record contains the hits Shout and Everybody Wants to Rule the World. The album goes multi-platinum around the world and peaks at number 1 in the US and Canada, number 2 in the UK and New Zealand, and number 5 in Australia. And on this day in 1968, Jimi Hendrix is immortalized in Plastercast. Yes, during the interval of a show at the Civic Opera House in Chicago, famous groupie Cynthia Plaster, who made molds of rock stars members, got her hands on Mr. Hendrix's love gun. And on this day in 1943, the late great George Harrison was born. His famous Fab Four compositions include Taxman, Here Comes the Sun, Something, and While My Guitar Gently Weeps. He went on to have a hit solo career as well, of course, including the 7 times platinum selling All Things Must Pass, and worked with the legendary Traveling Wilburys group, which consisted of himself, Jeff Lynne, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, and Roy Orbison. The Quiet Beatle, as he was dubbed, would have been 80 years old today. But for our main show today, we're going to look at a song that went to number one on this day in 1984. Yes, on this day in 1984, Van Halen's synth-driven anthem Jump hit the number one spot on the Billboard charts, a spot that it would hold for 5 weeks. It was the lead single from the band's album 1984 and was ranked 15th greatest song of the 80s by VH1, while the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame listed it among the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Now, I spoke with a man who knows as much about the 80s as anybody at all, Steve Spears from the Stuck in the 80s podcast. We talked a couple of years ago, just after the sad passing of Eddie Van Halen, so I'm going to play this short clip of us talking about Eddie's keyboard playing and this song's legacy.
Eddie Van Halen himself, who everybody at that time thought of as just being one of the ultimate guitar gods. I mean, almost from the very first time you heard of me, he just sort of, it's like he ascended the throne upon birth almost. But I think what's interesting about him is he invented some of the greatest synth lines of the decade. And I don't think he gets enough credit for that.
Absolutely. It was phenomenal, wasn't he? Especially here in the UK, the big singles were Jump and Why Can't This Be Love? And that is very synth heavy and synth driven, isn't it?
Yeah. And I know it was divisive for the band at the time. That was almost the beginning of the end for them. But they, you know, David Lee Roth did not like that direction. It was already a band that was plagued by a lot of infighting and very different personalities, and certainly not helped by the amount of booze and drugs that was involved. But so it's ironic that something as simple as a synth line would be what ultimately did them in. And I'm not saying it is, but man, it's such a shame, because that is one of the signature tunes. I mean, both of those are, but especially Jump, possibly the signature to one of the top three signature tunes of the 80s. I mean, so much so that when the movie Ready Player One came out, it opens up with Jump. You know, and when that hit the theaters and everyone was listening to it and I was in the audience, everyone feels better once they hear the opening lines of Jump. And that's Eddie Van Halen.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.